city to a forest, and there were neatly paved bicycle paths and trash cans every 50 feet, and trash every 10. And then a raccoon came right up to me. She had a few little baby raccoons following her. It was so cute. I wish I had my camera. And she spoke to me. She said, "Thank you. Thank you for not buying furs. I know you humans are pretty smart. You have to be able to figure out a way to keep yourselves warm without killing me." And I said, "You know they don't do it for warmth. They do it for fashion. They do it for power." And she said, "I know. But thank you anyway." Then I walked a little further, and there was a stray cat. She still had a little neon collar on with a little bag. And she walked up the street, she stretched her scent paws. Oh, she looked so dumb. And then she walked right up to me, and she kissed me, and she said, "Thank you." And I said, "For what?" And she just looked at me for a minute. Her little ears were standing straight up. And then she said, "You know, in some countries, I'm considered a delicacy." And I said, "How do you know of these things?" And she said, "When someone eats, one of you would get around." And then she looked at me again and she said, "And in some countries, the cow is sacred. Wouldn't I love to see how you humans prepare them for slaughter, how you hang them upside down and slit their throats so their still beating hearts would drain out all the blood for you?" And she said, "Isn't it funny how arbitrary your decision to eat meat is?" And I said, "Don't put me in that category. I don't eat meat." And she said, "I know." The roaring cars gave way to the rustling of tree branches, crackling of fallen leaves under my foot. When the wind tunneled through, the wind whistled and sang as it blew past bark and leaves. I walked, listened to the crack of dead branches under my feet, and I felt a branch against my shoulder. I looked up and I could hear the trees speak to me, and they said, "Thank you for letting the endangered animals live here amongst us. They do make them We've been on this planet for so long, embedded in the earth. We do have souls, you know. Should save the rainforest? Oh, preserve the delicate balance. Just tear the whole forest down. What difference does it make? Put in some orange groves for our concentrate orange juice to be a little cheaper. Well, did you know that medical doctors have a very, very hard time trying to come up with synthetic cures for diseases on their own? It helps them a little if they can first find that substance in nature. And a you know, my motives are selfless. I
help to find a cure for these diseases before they die of them. And I'm not just a vegetarian because I think it's wrong to kill an animal unless I have to. I also know the excess protein goes to calcium away from my bones, which is leading to osteoporosis, and the fat gives me heart attack. And I also know that we could be feeding 10 times more people with the same resources used for meat production. I'm sitting here looking at my head, looking at the destruction caused by family values and things like the right, moral, non-violent decisions are up to you. Everything is linked here. We destroy our animals, we destroy our lands, we destroy our plants, we destroy our earth, we're even destroying our air. We wreak havoc on the sun, on the atmosphere, we pump our waste into our lakes. To think that we just keep doing it because we don't know how to stop and get the morphine, and we keep ourselves thin with saccharin, and we keep ourselves sane with our alcohol poisoning, and when that's not enough, maybe we change the mirror in the master bedroom, or maybe just take some pills, or walk into the garage, turn on that car, and just...